Well, the international break is done and dusted. That means we can start thinking about our fantasy football teams. Let's get you some top tips with Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Now, before we go looking specifically at this game week, we need to take a look back to last time out. The international break has meant this feels like a very long time ago, but in the last game round, we saw some big results for teams that it was expected, I guess, Man United and Spurs.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest lessons to learn, really, was something that's been bubbling away for the previous six game weeks, which is investment in defenders is looking very important this season. And during game week seven, that really showed. There were 13 defenders that scored more than 6 points. And of those, five of them actually got double-digit hauls. So that was Ben Davis, Monreal, Trippier, Ward at Burnley, and Bellerin at Arsenal as well. And crucially, none of these 13 actually cost more than 5.9. So Bellerin is actually the most expensive. So you have to spend a bit more than... you can't go cheap at the back anymore, really. You can't just get £4.5 million defenders. Although Stephen Ward, who's just gone up in price to 4.6, is very good value at Burnley. But you do need to spend a little bit more. And all of those I've just mentioned there, lots of them are going to continue scoring. So really pays there. So what it's shown is that the four-man defence is probably the key to success. Traditionally, the formation to have has been 3-4-3. It's quite flexible, helps you to get lots of midfielders in. But now people are starting to look at just having three midfielders being fielded each week, having four at the back. And judging by game week seven, I'm not surprised. I just wanted to mention one thing. Even a five-man defence could be. We have one of our contributors, a chap called Michael. He got in touch with us again this week. He has been fielding a team which is known as a ghost ship team. It's a dead team. He started it in game week one. He's not going to touch it again all season. And it's actually 26,000th in the world. In fact, he would be fourth in the proper fantasy football league, the Radio Yorkshire proper fantasy football league. That's how high he is there. And he's the key to the success there is it's a five-man defence. Another lesson, looking in midfield, Matt Ritchie, someone I've been touting all season, really, actually, he's no longer the best cheap midfielder in that kind of 6 million category. Jonjo Shelvey's come back from his suspension, and he's basically stolen lots of corners and free kicks, so that's a bit annoying. But luckily, there's Richarlison at Watford. He got 10 points in game week 7, got a couple of tricky fixtures coming up, Arsenal and then Chelsea, and then he's got a great run. So I would think, keep an eye on him. And then after he's got those two fixtures out of the way, he's got Stoke at home, Everton away, West Ham at home, and Newcastle away. So he could be the new Matt Ritchie, I think. He probably, in fact, already is the new Matt Ritchie.
It is interesting you mention Richarlison, just because he's somebody I've been meaning to chat with you about. I remember him, or I think of him with Football Manager and things. It's somebody that I'm aware of with that. I wasn't sure how he would cope with life in the Premier League, but I think it's fair to say currently he's coping brilliantly with it.
He's coping really well. And on current form, really, he could be, dare I say, could be like another Josh King. It could be another Michu at Swansea, if you remember him. These are cut-price midfielders that come in, completely surprise everyone, and then they just keep on scoring. As I said, he's got a couple of bad fixtures, but I've definitely got my eye on him for that nice run that starts with Stoke.
Now, before we started giving the top tips, you and I were just talking amongst ourselves about the international break. My views of the fact that they seem far too often are well known, but have we learnt anything that is useful to fantasy football? I mean, from my point of view, I spotted that Aaron Moy came off the bench. The Huddersfield player came off the bench for Australia, set up goals. But from your point of view, does that mean he might be more tired? Or do you just look at that and think, ooh, positives for Aaron Moy?
Well, I think the latest that's just come out from the Huddersfield press conference today has been that he's going to be assessed and monitored. That's never good news because that means he could play, might not play. And that's not what you want to hear. You want to hear back, fit and raring to go. And it's clear that he's not entirely like that. So, yes, Moy could be a doubt. The other things we've learnt, really, from a fantasy Premier League point of view, is the injury situation. So over this time, we've seen that Fellaini has got an injury for Manchester United. That leaves them only with Matic and Herrera as their central midfielders. They've got a terrible run coming up of games, Manchester United, so perhaps best avoided. We also learned that Mane is out for a number of weeks. That is a huge blow to Liverpool. They score 2.2 goals on average per game when he's in the side. They score 1.6 on average when he's not. So he really does make them tick there. And there was other interesting things. I mean, they happened during the international break, but not related to the internationals, which is some surprise, perhaps early returns for some players. Sergio Aguero fractured his rib in a car accident, or had a rib injury. He's touting himself as perhaps being available as soon as this weekend. I doubt that very much, but keep an ear on the press conferences this week just to see if that's likely. And Morata as well had a hamstring injury. We all thought he was going to be out for a while. He's popping up on Instagram saying he's fine. So we don't know what's happening there. Once again, keep an ear on those press conferences. So the main things that I've learned really from the internationals are lots of injuries and lots of players who think they're coming back and maybe not.
You got my attention though there. I moved Morata in place of Aguero, then he gets 1 point for me and then gets injured. I'm wondering now if he's worth keeping, because I was going to swap him out, but I'm wondering if he's now worth keeping. Maybe moving to the bench and moving the likes of a Nathan Ake, having heard your tips about more defenders, moving him into my squad, because I have three at the back. But you're right, I've accrued a lot of points from the defence this time.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of those players mentioned. Now, Ake as well, he was someone at the beginning of the season we thought he would get bonus points, because it's just the way he plays. It fits the Fantasy Premier League's bonus point system, and that proved the case. Finally, he got maximum bonus point returns. Now, they've got a few tricky fixtures. They've got Spurs, who, as Huddersfield found out last game week, are a little bit pokey in attack. They've got a tendency to score quite a few goals. So Aki probably not best to be fielded this week. But after, in a couple of game weeks' time, the fixtures smooth out for Bournemouth. So, yep, he looks like a player that you, if you've got, keep, and if you haven't got, perhaps consider him, or particular Charlie Daniels, in a couple of game weeks.
Just on the subject of Tottenham, if you're listening to the update that we do and you've never actually seen Harry Kane in the flesh, I've seen him, and against Huddersfield, he scored two, as you'll be very well aware, Joe. He had one disallowed and he hit the roof of the net with another, and that was in the first 20 minutes. I have never seen a more naturally gifted footballer in the flesh in my life.
Yeah, I mean, but some colleagues of ours, Fantasy Football Scout, also work for, do some stuff for the Premier League, do articles for them, and the consensus from people in the Premier League is that Harry Kane, every time he gets on the pitch, he's got it in his head, he's going to score a hat-trick. That is his motivation. You would think most strikers do that, but for him, it's extra special. He just is absolutely convinced he'll do that every match. And, well, on current evidence, he's getting very close to doing that, so yes. If you've got a defender playing against Harry Kane, pop them on the bench. Don't field them.
Now, Joe, in terms of tips specifically for this week, have you got three players in mind who are worth looking at?
Yeah, I mean, Jamie Vardy, we found out today that he had a bit of a hip problem, but that's all cured now. He's all fine. He's nicely recuperated. He's got five goals already. It starts a really nice run of fixtures for Leicester with West Brom visiting. He's 8.6, actually gone up in price. Very popular in the transfer market. He's particularly handy for those who perhaps had enough of Firmino. So Firmino at Liverpool hasn't really been doing much. Liverpool have got a couple of tricky games, starting with Manchester United this weekend. And Vardy as well is scoring five goals. Two of those have been headers. And West Brom, surprisingly for a Tony Pulis side, are actually one of the worst sides for conceding headed chances. And they lose a hell of a lot of aerial duels as well, which surprised me. I'm going to just say Harry Kane again. He's got almost like a default pick. But I'm especially mentioning him because he's playing against Bournemouth and it's at Wembley. So some people might think, oh, he's got a problem with scoring at Wembley. I don't think he has, really. I think he's got a problem scoring perhaps at Wembley against sides that just sit back. Bournemouth do not sit back, so I'm anticipating more goals there. I have to mention him. It'd be foolish not to mention three key players without mentioning Harry Kane. So we've got Vardy, Kane, and the next one, the third one, is a City midfielder. Now, Manchester City have a couple of good games coming up, starting with Stoke this weekend, and then they've got another home match with Burnley next weekend as well. I think Raheem Sterling is the player to look at there. He's 7.99. He's just made four starts, but with Aguero, I suspect he's going to start again. But he scored five goals, and he's had 19 goal attempts just across his four starts. So that actually, those tallies there, the only Manchester City player that can beat them in terms of scoring goals and having shots on goal is Aguero himself. So, and Aguero, as we know, is rather good. So if Sterling at 7.9 is getting close to Aguero level, get him in.
Yeah, definitely some top tips there. If you want more tips, of course, remember to follow Fantasy Football Scout on Twitter. They are at FF Scout, or just go direct to fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. For this week, though, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.